Welcome back to Lab Burn here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Valley, like a valley, but spelled a little bit differently. And I'm with you for the next half hour back here on Lab Burn Air, currently located on the ancestral, traditional and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people. We're going to be chatting to two people. We're going to be chatting to Tyler B and to David July. They are currently in Seattle today, so make sure that if you're in Seattle, you go and check out their show. But we're going to be chatting about their music and about their upcoming album, and little spoiler for the interview ahead, about their upcoming show in Vancouver as well. Here is the song Hold My Own by David July, and then we'll get right into chatting. If you guys could just maybe introduce yourselves and tell me maybe your role as musicians and also like between the two of you and on this tour that you guys are currently on as well.
Yeah, sure. I guess I'll go first. My name's David July. I'm a melodic hip-hop artist from Vancouver. And We're going on tour right now for my upcoming album, Kaleidoscope, that's coming out next month. And we're kind of in the midst of it right now. We have like 4 more dates. But yeah, we're about to go down to Seattle tomorrow, do the second part of it. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, my name's Tyler B. I'm a music producer, audio engineer, and touring DJ for David July. So yeah, as of recently, we've been on the tour, came back from the East Coast leg of the tour. And so I guess on tour, I'm mostly, you know, just DJing the sets and whatnot, and just helping out for whatnot.
Wonderful. Well, I try to start my interviews with a couple like intro, maybe like icebreaker questions, but icebreaker always sounds really boring. So like, let's say fun questions. And so I tried to base them off of kind of the music that you guys do. And as you mentioned, the album as well. So when I thought about kaleidoscopes, I thought about like shapes. I was wondering if you guys had a favorite shape.
Damn.
I'd probably say like cubes, because you can do so much with a cube. You can, you know, you can make it into a house, or you can put stuff in it, or, you know, do whatever you want with a cube.
I'm not gonna lie, pyramids are dope. They're way better than cubes.
Well, I don't know about that, but
fair enough. I also, because your name is David July, I was thinking of months of the year, and I was wondering if you had a least favorite month of the year.
I'd probably say like September, because that would always be like after summer, like you'd have to go back to school, and it'd always just be kind of like depressing. I mean, I guess it'd be kind of nice because you'd maybe see people, but it also, I don't know, I just felt like it was kind of depressing time.
So. Yeah, I get that. It's like the come down season.
Yeah, and it's like kind of like going into fall, like the start of winter. It's just, not that I don't like winter, I do like winter a lot, but compared to like any other month, it's my least favorite.
And I'll probably say November, just going like everything's getting dark, cold, and just moody. That's about it, yeah.
I'm actually going to choose to take that really personally because my birthday is in November. So I think that November is the best month of the year.
Yeah, I knew that. That's exactly why I said it, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. If you guys could tell me a little bit about how you met and how you decided to collaborate on this project and on this tour.
Well, we went to high school together, but we didn't say like a single word to each other in high school. We like would just kind of walk past each other, not knowing each other existed, I guess. And I knew he was like producing and making beats, so like this was like after high school. I was like working on like in the old SoundCloud days, just like posting stuff on SoundCloud, and I hit him up to like send me some beats, and he sent me a couple, and like the first one I listened to, I made a song, and then I posted it. It's called How You Feel About Love. It's one of the older songs in the discography. And yeah, I mean, we just kept on going to the studio ever since then. It's been a couple of years now, and the tour and the album really just came out from like, it's been like, I guess like a year kind of in the works, just kind of making music. And throughout, like when we had a bunch of music we've already made, we started to think about like why this album should work, and like what's the story, and like how it's gonna work, put all together and stuff. And then we kind of made a theme and all that, and came up with Kaleidoscope, I guess. And the tour was just a good way to promote it to, you know, across the country and America as well, a little bit in Washington, so yeah.
So how you feel about love? How you feel about love? Bitch, when they hit and just broke everything we ever built just to find your own love. I guess I'm good, but there's nothing I wanted. This put the rest keep on calling for me the money alone. But I got no time for the other side. So stay busy, determined, keep all the melody discerning. So what do you think about? I go, I do. Shots in a bunch. Roll over the table and dummy in front. A fool on the stage though, rockstar in the heart. A fool in a fool's go, yeah, you like to be fooled. But it's life without a little bit of struggle to pay off all the goggles to see the genuine truth that's been out of me. I'm the throttle that you struggle to pull. I've been fucking up left and right, but center stable. I know I can be, I know I will be. Spoke to the devil itself and said I could never get up, but I left my belief with it. Hold down just a 13, I found misery. I was falling so endlessly. Ended up calling therapy. Honestly, it was out of speed. And I, yeah, they found a purpose to live it all. Yeah, some gold with some more. And the drinks keep pouring while I do this. So how you feel about love? How you feel about love? Bitch, when they hit and just broke everything we ever built just to find your own love. I'm good, but there's nothing I wanted. This put the rest keep on calling for me the money of love. But I got no time for the other side. So stay busy, determined, keep all the melody discerning. So what you think about all this? Bitch, how you feel about love? How you feel about love? Bitch, went ahead and just broke everything we ever built just to find your own love. I guess I'm good, but there's nothing I wanted. This put the rest keep on calling for me the money. So stay busy, determined, keep all the melody discerning. So what do you think about all this? Bitch, how you feel about love?
And so this album that you guys have, like, created this kaleidoscope, what kind of influenced that name? Is it because of the songs? Is it because of, like, lyrics? What made you call it Kaleidoscope?
We actually have a song called Kaleidoscope that was going to be on the album, but it's not, which is very an interesting thing because it's kind of funny. But I feel like for me, the way I look at it is like when you're looking through a kaleidoscope, it's just like a bunch of like colors and different like streaks of light and that stuff. And I see them as like different roads to take. And the theme of this album is kind of like where you're going in the future and like, you know, trying to figure out the best way to get where I'm trying to go, but also like not be like strung up on the past and past issues and mistakes that I've made and really just trying to stay on the right path, whichever one it may be.
And you've mentioned that the album's coming out in a little while, but I was wondering if you've been playing some of the songs from the album on this tour and what kind of feedback have you been getting from them?
Yeah, we're playing a lot of the album on tour, just like showcasing what we have in store. And people are liking it, which is good. So we know there are some that are favorites already, so that's good to know going into the release. But yeah, it's receiving a lot of love.
That's great. That's always good news. You guys have a favorite song to perform or to showcase on stage?
Yeah, it's a song called "Do It Again" off the album. I can't really say much else about it. It's called "Do It Again." It's coming on the album, but it's a crazy one. Everybody loves that one.
It's like the most like the most hype and like energetic, I think, out of all of them.
That's good.
Call my way, like a city, break the
girl, best was done, why don't fret? Bitch, I won't forget these days soon. So just wash my ass sword. I'm done with the placement, come right to face it. Fuck it, I mean, let me treat you. Fucking a hole, no passion. Jump right to faces, open the bread, it's the reason that I'm home.
You guys went to Winnipeg, you went to Toronto, you kind of, like you said earlier, you hit that East Coast side of the tour, but obviously you're from the West Coast. Have you like noticed a difference maybe between crowds in the East versus in the West? Who do you prefer, the West Coast?
Well, I mean, West is home, you know, this is Vancouver, so I got love for Vancouver. It's my city. So that's what I'll say for that. But like in terms of like difference in crowds, I mean, we went to Winnipeg in probably the coldest time, which is an interesting decision of ours. But it was definitely fun, interesting to be out there. It was cold, very cold. But I mean, the audience is were nice. Like I think Ottawa like had the most kind of the audience made the most sense for us, being more, I guess, in our style, in our target audience, I guess. But the other ones were great too. I mean, and that's what I guess is good too, is going to playing your stuff for other audiences and just for everyone in general. I think it's important in music.
And so then on the West Coast side, you guys have, like you mentioned, you're going to Seattle tomorrow, and then you have a few shows coming up. What can people really expect when they come to one of your shows? Like, what do you prepare? What do you go on stage and just kind of deliver?
I'd say it's kind of like a mix of emotions, kind of like a kaleidoscope, maybe. But yeah. I think we don't want to just like have the same like energy throughout the whole performance. We kind of like maybe want to like bring it super exciting at the beginning and bring it down probably through and then bring it back up at the end maybe. So I think more so than just like hearing a few songs, is I guess more of like an actual experience just being there.
The this is one of my favorite questions to ask people that have kind of done shows and that have been on tours before, is do you have a favorite show memory? It can be from a show that you've performed, or it can be also from a show that you've attended.
Damn. I don't know. I mean, I think when I did my first show in Vancouver for the release of this song called Want It All, when I played that song, and it was the song only came out like a week before that, but everybody already knew like the lyrics and everybody was singing that along. So like, it was like the very end of the performance. So like, it was like, just like the climax, you know, the tipping point, whatever that means. But it was just being there and knowing that the song was still new and everybody already knew like the lyrics and we're just singing along. That was a cool feeling for sure.
That must be magical, just having everyone kind of be in that moment with you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd also say that show as well, because it was like our first show. It was like our first show ever. And so we like rehearsed a decent amount for it. And like on the day, there was a lot of stuff that went wrong. And the show was actually like very close to not even happening at all. And I mean, I know I was really nervous, even though like I wasn't performing per se. I know David was also nervous. But just the like it actually happened and some people came out and that it still went pretty decent. So yeah, I was just really happy about that.
I think well, pretty decent. It went
well. It went really well. It went really well.
Downplayed it, man.
Yeah.
For those of you just tuning in, you are currently listening to La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.9 FM with myself, Vali, your host for the day and of the show in general. I need to stop saying for the day. I'm always here. Whenever you hear La Bonne Heure, it is with myself. We are currently chatting to David July and Tyler B all about their music and about the tour that they're currently on. And here is another song by them. This is called Everything.
Swelling up tonight, you know we want it. Oh, we go catch the flight, yeah. Oh, we go up tonight. And wasted a sunlight. Stage of my boys in the back, ready up, yeah. Need a few shots in the smoke, get my fist, then we steady up, bring out a tub. Cause I cannot slow, dropping a 9 to 5, my soul on the grind aside, yeah, yeah. Sipping till my demise, new character in the ride. Ain't no true, oh, oh, call me more, oh, oh. You can blow, oh, oh, if you don't know, oh, oh, what you want, oh. Swelling up tonight, you know we want it. Oh, we go catch the flight, yeah. Oh, we go up tonight. And wasted a sunlight. This like a nothing, right? I'm about to be honest. Soon I might cut your ties, yeah. I need this more than you think anything. No other choices is my everything. Ain't nothing but like it fills me up. Cash in my pockets, they make me tough. But shit, you got me a Bentley truck. Creep out of store in a new fit. Flaming for me, just a side bitch. Just had a liquor, it sneaks in. But I'm wishing for something to bleed in. Yes, I know what I see. Ain't no relaxing. Diamonds on a piece, tied it up on sweet. And that bitch come out of me. With no limitations from me. Don't go. So bad.
told y'all before. Swear we go up tonight, you know we want it. Oh, we go catch the flight, yeah. Oh, we go up tonight. And wasted a sunlight. This like a nothing right. I'm about to be honest. To love and cut your ties. Yeah, I need this more than you think anything.
On the flip side, do you have a weirdest or maybe even a worst show memory?
I think it's a, I'm very glad to say we haven't had a bad show. Like, I mean, we've had shows with not as many people, but we haven't had like any embarrassing or weird moments, you know, just playing, I guess.
That's good. That's yeah. A weird.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had a favorite moment of a song of yours, like whether it's something like, I mean, like Tyler, it can obviously be something that you've produced or like maybe like a beat that you've made, or like David, it can be like any of your songs, like a lyric, a musical melody, anything like that. You guys have a standout moment.
Well, I know something that Tyler did that kind of blew me away when I was listening to him making this beat. It's kind of like involves us both because it's on the intro track of the album, and it's he used the sample from the first show we ever did, and it was like a recording of, you know, of that show with people like screaming in the audience and stuff. And when you listen to it, it's very dramatic and everything just kind of comes full circle from that moment. And that was dope to hear. So Tyler killed that for sure.
Thanks, man. I'd probably also say that song as well. Cause when we made that song, we were like we need like an intro song to the album. And then we just like made it that day, kind of like the bare bones and whatnot. And it turned out like super good, in my opinion, I think. And I think like sometimes for producers at least, and I'm sure for like other artists as well, like when you just go in like to make something, sometimes you're going kind of blind in a way because you don't know, like there's no exact steps what to do to make something sound good. And sometimes it can feel like it's just by chance in a way. So the fact that we just kind of did it together and it just happened spontaneously, I think it was pretty cool.
And that's such a nice way of kind of grabbing and holding on to that memory that you guys obviously really like hold that first show like to your hearts and like in a very fond place. That's a nice way of commemorating that.
Yeah, for sure.
So you guys have this show in Seattle tomorrow, and then you have a few shows following that as well. And then the album's coming out. You have so much like really coming up. What can people expect once the album's out?
I don't think people are going to be able to predict it because, I mean, in all honesty, we haven't really released much music. And I think that's something that we even tried to do on purpose, was like put a little bit out, give people a little bit of taste of what we can do, and then, I mean, see what they think with this album, you know? I mean, it's, personally, it's like, when I listen to it, it's, get emotional at times, you know? It's personal, it's party music, it's just, that's what I kind of like to do, is give people songs that they can listen to in different instances, like, at any time. Like if people want to feel sad and feel like they can relate to something, then I have that too. And if they want to just party and, you know, do whatever, I have that too. If they just want to chill, lay down, I have that too. And I mean, that's what I try to do my best. And I think that's something you can expect from it for sure.
That sounds like a really great mix of different like vibes and emotions. One could almost say it sounds like a kaleidoscope, you know?
There you go.
You have a show in Vancouver coming up. Anything you want to say?
Come to our show in Vancouver, March 4th at the Wise Hall, East Van. Show up, get your tickets at davejuli.com.
There's also a discount for UBC students.
True.
It's like 10% or something.
Let me take over here, buddy. So the code is UBC. Very confusing, but that is. We will be checking IDs just to make sure no one's being a little crazy with it, you know.
What about UBC alumni that have expired UBC IDs?
We'll make it.
Okay, nice. Okay, wonderful. Yeah, definitely making sure that people will head out to that as well. Very exciting. Well, good luck with the rest of the tour and good luck with the album release. That's all very exciting. Congratulations. And thank you so much for coming to chat with me today.
It was very lovely chatting to Tyler B and David July. Check out their show on March 4th at the Wise Hall. Be there. That's all I got to say. Make sure you're there. If you've liked what you heard today from David July, and quite a few of the tracks that I played today were produced by Tyler B, who is also the touring producer. So if you like what you're hearing and you liked what they had to say on the show today, make sure you check out their show and their music as well. One last song by David July. Here is One It All. And with that, I will wish you guys a wonderful rest of your day, evening, night, morning. You know how it goes, wherever you're tuning in from. Thank you so much for giving us a listen, and I will see you guys soon. Bye.
Smoke in the mirrors now, yeah. Said I was gonna bring out the heat with surprise, yeah. She wanna gamble on me, that's the time, yeah. The circuit will fall in the back with the dice, yeah. Baseline on money though, yeah, shots so confetti, yeah. Stay busy and summon up, yeah, level up from the city. Sub on the car, been this boy ball, yeah. That bitch now she wanna call, yeah. I ain't gon' start giving this shit now apart, yeah. Go take a flower to luxury store, 23 gold, heavy beat off, ooh, ooh, yeah. That one it all. Yeah, 50% of my blood, I keep my jewels. Shining on you. Yeah, yeah. See through the smoke in the mirrors now. Yeah. Said I was gonna bring out the heat with surprise. Yeah. She wanna gamble on me, that's the time. Yeah. The circuit will fall in the back with the dice. Yeah. I want it all. Fuck me up now, fuck with me so I can stun you, say yeah. Provoking this bitch to be counting me out, yeah. I've been counting these prayers and setting them out. Pessimism was the holding me down, spent watch that bottle and shattered them out. Yeah, I just hit us and fuck it, I'm proud. My homies talking loud, we all just went loud. Ooh, I know, ooh, I know. In the cool, move slow, to the cool, cash flow. Yeah, well, some homies fucking me out to say I don't if you gon' do it, but if you do, I will, so I'm feeling made for the bigger, but I don't know. I like no mind of dealing with bargain, no bargain, no. Oh.
What's it gonna take is the question, yeah. Rock it all down, I'm a guessing, yeah. A home I don't live in, inherited door. She get out the window, she let us, yeah. She do the smoke in the mirrors, and yeah. Said I was gonna bring out a heat with surprise, yeah. She wanna gamble on me, that's the time, yeah. I shook your whole fire in the back with a dive, yeah. I want it all.
Listening to CITR 101.9.